It's time to hear from the Green Party with co-leader James Shaw.
This week, for my regular conversation with James Shaw, we spoke a little bit about the Green Party recently supporting lowering the voting age to 16. We also discussed the recent announcement where the Immigration Minister said that the government will drop the discriminatory family link policy that excluded refugees in Africa and the Middle East from entering New Zealand. We talked about the Green Party's thoughts on both of these issues, and I began by asking James what he thought of lowering the voting age to 16 and why it should be done.
Well, if you look at some of the really big long-term challenges that we face, particularly climate change, the decisions that politicians are making today have a huge impact on the future lives of today's teenagers, and we think that they should have the opportunity to have a say in those decisions.
Do you think that New Zealand will have a voting age of 16 in the near future? Is this something that is looking like it will be something that will be considered?
At the moment, we're the only party in Parliament that has stated some support for this, but I do think that it is possible. When you look at the kind of the youth movement that's going on, I think people are demonstrating that they've definitely got the political awareness and the nous to be able to make that judgment call. You've got to remember, we give people the ability to drive at 16, which is a huge responsibility. It's actually a life and death matter, whereas, voting, you could argue, isn't. I think that this will be one of those ideas whose time has come. There are three countries in the world who have already got a voting age of 16, and actually it's worked out pretty well.
Are there any policy changes that would need to be made to make this happen?
Well, yes. So if you're going to change something like that, then it requires what they call a supermajority in Parliament, which is a 75% majority, and that means that you'd have to have both the government, parties of government, as well as the opposition on board. Now, that's appropriate for a big constitutional decision, but it does mean that there's quite a bit of work to do in Parliament to convince them, either that or via referendum or something along those lines. So, I'm not saying it's going to be easy to get to that point, but I do think it's possible.
Do you think that education is something that also is something that is quite important for this policy change to happen?
Well, yes,
the fact
it is.
That... we don't really have a lot of civics education in high schools, and do you reckon that adds to the fact as to why people are concerned that 16 is too young?
Yeah, look, I think that you'd have to, if you were going to lower the voting age, you would have to twin that with proper civics education in high schools. In fact, I think that we should have that anyway, whether or not you lower the voting age to 16. But if you did twin the two together, of course, what that means is that people would actually have the experience of voting whilst they're still in school. So you could actually have the education going on, you could have the experience of making a choice, going to the poll, doing all of that kind of thing. And we know that the earlier you vote, so someone who votes when they're 18 or 19, when they first have that opportunity, are much more likely to continue voting, whereas someone who doesn't vote is more likely to also continue to not vote into the future. So the idea of actually getting people voting whilst they're in school, you've got that kind of peer group thing going on, and you could be doing civics education at the same time, I think makes a pretty compelling reason, amongst others, for why we should lower the voting age.
Considering the country is currently voting in local elections at the moment, which often has a low voter turnout, do you think that lowering the voting age would impact turnout?
Well, it might. I have to say, I think that the problems with local government turnout are many and varied, one of which is that it's a postal ballot. And the fact is that we have, as a society, simply moved beyond the use of the mail. It's just something we're not in the habit of anymore.
And it's where's a post box?
Yeah, precisely. Yep. Right? So you get your voting paper, you're like, well, what the hell do I do with this? You might fill it out, but then you're going, okay, well, now what do I do? So it's quite a different from when it was brought in, the fact is that we've simply started using the internet and we've stopped using the post, and that's sort of reflected in the state of New Zealand Post today. But I think that is one of the main challenges, and so actually, I mean, there are a lot of issues to do with local government, but I think that's one of the reasons, and so I think we have to look at the method of voting as one of the issues to do with turnout.
So let's move on to the dropping of the discriminatory policy against refugees. The Immigration Minister has announced that the government will drop the discriminatory family link policy that excluded refugees in Africa and the Middle East from entering New Zealand. What are the Green Party's thoughts on this?
Well, we're delighted. I mean, we were the only party that actually campaigned actively on that at the last election, and we've been pushing for it in government, so we're really delighted that it's come about.
Why is it important for New Zealand and our refugee policies?
Well, this was a policy that the previous national government had brought in, and what they said was that we would only take refugees from Middle East and Africa who already had family in New Zealand. Now, of course, because by their very nature, refugees are highly itinerant, they lose contact with their families, they enter often, you know, United Nations resettlement camps in one country or another, they get kind of certified for relocation, and they get sent to virtually whichever country will take them. So the idea that they could, by chance, have relatives already living in New Zealand were infinitesimal, and that's why we took basically no refugees from the Middle East and Africa for the last several years. So, I think if you're going to say, look, we're going to have a humanitarian resettlement policy, we're going to take a portion of refugees into the country, they are all certified by the UN Human Rights, Refugee Commission. So, I think you just say, well, that's it. We'll just take those refugees. You know, they've kind of been through the process. You can't layer on additional criteria. And I think that the use of those additional criteria were basically, as people have said, a racist policy designed to keep Africans and people from the Middle East out of New Zealand.
Does the Green Party expect the government to go further on any other refugee policies?
Well, I mean, we have called for a much higher refugee quota, and we would still like to see that happen. We take fewer refugees per capita than Australia does, and they don't exactly have the world's greatest record on the treatment of refugees. So I think that we can do better than we are in terms of the numbers of refugees that we take.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, James. That's all I've got for you today.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Have a lovely week. See you later. Bye.
Bye.
That was James Shaw for the Green Party. The Wire.